Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Is on your mind. This is the radio program that really, really wants to know. So much so, we name the show What's on Your Mind, ladies and gentlemen. We're living it. We're proving it. Welcome to another edition of What's on Your Mind. This is the Tuesday edition, brought to you by our friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Jeff Missling from the Farm Bureau will join us a little later on today. You know, I was doing some math about how much money you could save by being a Farm Bureau member the other day, and I just said, we've got to tell people this. Do they know
this? Why do I feel like you got help on that math? But anyway.
Yeah, well, the calculator is my biggest help.
That was a burn.
Did I have that right? Yeah. Check my math. Here's the calculator. Anyway, is some incredible savings, so we'll tell you about that. Membership has its benefits, ladies and gentlemen. And it comes in the form of greenbacks, real cash, the green stuff. So, yeah, trust me on this one thing. What else? We have a new coach at the University of North Dakota, and I am both tickled and ticked about it, and I want to talk about that today on the program. Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you. It's Tuesday. We might as well be ticked about something, right?
Every day, but not about that.
And if there's something else on this planet that has you both tickled and ticked, let us know. 800-228-0550. That's why we call this What's on Your Mind. 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. We asked yesterday for your reports on what you're finding in the field, and maybe now that you've had a chance to get out there and find out, just how much, you know, water is there and what's going to have to be replanted and what's not. You have a little better handle on it. You can let us know about that today as well. It probably has you ticked. You know, here we had all these dry conditions.
Perfect. It's tickled and ticked Tuesday, right?
Perfect planning weather, right? Get it, you know, some early planning done. And then, voila, we get, you know, whacked with all this rain. So that probably has you a little ticked. It is. Tickled, pink. Or ticked off Tuesday. Tickled or ticked Tuesday. I like that, Todd. It's a fine idea.
Yeah. Tickled and ticked Tuesday. I mean,
yeah, you know, because Tuesday just kind of, you know, it's an orphan of a day. You know, Monday is Monday, right? You know, Wednesday's hump day. You know, Friday's fun. Tuesday's just a bit of an orphan, you know. So it needs a little love. And we also, by the way, have 64 finalists for the next name at the University of North Dakota, so we can talk about that. I'm ticked about more things than I'm tickled about today. I'm ticked about Twitter. Okay?
Why?
Do you think it's news that Barack Obama is on Twitter? I mean, like, was it a slow news day yesterday or what? I was so sick and tired of hearing that story. Oh, he just added 5 more followers. Wait, breaking news.
Wow,
10 more followers. I don't care. He's, you know, we're waiting the guy out. He's almost done. Who cares that he got on Twitter? Did you care? Is that
the
news?
Guy or not? I mean, just because somebody's on Twitter in 2015, how is that news?
I know.
Oh, my.
I just can't even believe it. But anyway, here's what I'm really ticked about when I
came
to talk about
First World Problems Tuesday, everybody.
Dave Hackstall, okay, is leaving for Philadelphia, and I'm tickled for him. It is a great opportunity. He is a great coach. And, you know, any University of North Dakota fan has to say, my gosh, 7 Frozen Four appearances, 42 NHL draft picks, a whole lot of great games and great memories, and you know, 289 wins. Second most in the program's history. You know, that's a pretty incredible accomplishment. What I'm ticked about?
Yeah.
Is it wasn't enough for a lot of really spoiled North Dakota hockey fans.
Whoa,
so I'm ticked at you. Any of you that, you know, He can't win the big one. Get this guy out of here. There was actually an effort, speaking of Twitter, on Twitter and other social media sites, to fire him.
What?
When, every other college hockey program in the country would kill to have...
Yeah, he'd be unemployed for 2 seconds, right?
The list of accomplishments. But I'm telling you, when you get down... Now, here's what I know about what happened after a little intel last night. Dave Hextall was approached not once, not twice, but 3 times to take this job. Okay? First time he said no. Second time he said no. UND was even countering, doing their part to try and keep him in position, extend his contract, sweeten the deal, get him not to consider this, okay? And ultimately, the third time, he decided to take a serious look at it, asked for some things, got them, and ultimately ended up coming to terms to take the deal. If you don't think the snarkiness of a certain segment of fans doesn't play a part when you're sitting there weighing the pros and cons, you're dead wrong. In my view, he had all the snarkiness that you expect from a pro job, but with college-level pay and a college job that he obviously loved and did a great job at. But I'm telling you what, we're spoiled. And this goes for NDSU fans too, right? I mean, because now we're going to be doing the drive for five here soon, right, after four. And if, Chris Kleiman doesn't win, it'll be like, oh, he didn't win, you know. Recognize what you have underneath your nose. It's pretty incredible. It really is. So I'm also tickled for Brad Berry. He is a great guy. He's a dear friend of mine. He is just a gem of a guy. He is proof positive after that announcement yesterday that nice guys do finish first. It's really cool. I'm so happy for him. And a very integral part of every recruit they've gotten. He's been behind the scenes really 9 of the last 15 years. And you look at what's happened in 9 of the last 15 years at North Dakota with that hockey program, pretty incredible. So I'm tickled for Brad Berry without question. It's a great opportunity for him, tickled for Dave Hextall to get the opportunity, but ticked at, the expectations of fans. Am I right or am I wrong? You tell me. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550 on what's on your mind today. Right after I answer Travis's question.
All right, go
Travis
for it.
Travis from Minot is waiting to weigh in here on what's on your mind. Go ahead, Travis.
Hey, Scott. I'm backing up to last week.
Are you there, Travis?
Yeah, can you hear me? Hey, Scott.
We can hear you. I don't think Scott can hear you. I can hear you.
Okay.
I hear you now. Go ahead,
okay,
Travis.
There we go.
All right. Hey, I'm backing up to last week. You had a caller call in, and you were talking about presidential candidates, and he accused you of throwing softballs to our own representatives. And, you defended yourself by saying, hey, I don't ask questions, and it's you, the guests, that do that. But I'm going to tell you what I think I've heard and I've experienced is that when the tough questions come up, you can take this for what it is, but I think you run too much interference and you protect Mr. Kramer, for one, when the questions are being asked, and not let the guests ask tougher questions. You cut us off and, you end the conversation. It's time to go. We got to break, whatever. Obviously, you got to do that in some cases, but I think that's the real issue. The other thing, when it comes to Mr. Kramer, I wanted to to consider again is the discussion last fall was whether we should keep Speaker Boehner, and both you and him defended that decision based on the fact that we were going to get something done. This new Republican-controlled Congress was going to get something done. I'd like to know, what have they gotten done? I haven't seen anything on immigration. I've seen nothing on Obamacare. I've seen nothing, period. So they talked like they were going to get something done, and they've gotten absolutely nothing done. Would love to hear a response there. And one other final comment I have, and that's regards to presidential candidates. And it goes back to Boehner, too. You keep going back to we need to get, we need to bring somebody in that's electable. Well, I think we need to get behind candidates that are willing to do the right thing. And if we all got behind those people, they would be electable, but we always compromise and say we need to take somebody that's electable, and that's called a moderate. and they don't do the right thing, in my opinion. So those are my comments.
All right, all good comments, and appreciate it very much. By the way, Congressman Kramer will be here tomorrow, so I'd encourage you, Travis, to call and say, you guys said you were going to get something done, you've got nothing done, and see if you know he responds to that correctly. On immigration and Obamacare, those are two I made note of. I'll ask about them. I can think of a lot of other things that Congressman Kramer's been on week to week, specifically talking about that have gotten done. The death tax, how long has that been talked about? It actually got passed. You know, which I think is an accomplishment. I just remember last week or the week before, finally the EPA Waters of the U.S., which a lot of farmers are worried about, was taken on. So, you know, I can off the top of my head, but it's not my job to defend them. I would encourage you to call them and ask a question on the program. As far as running interference for politicians, I mean, look, if no matter who the guest is on, you've got to manage the callers. In other words, if somebody calls on and they're, you know, going on 5, 6, 7 times or interrupting, you've got to manage that. You can call that interference for politicians, but, you know, full disclosure, folks are going to be able to ask whatever they need to ask on this program anytime. Appreciate it, Travis.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're on the edge of adventure, and we're surrounded. Surrounded by rivers for canoeing, the legendary Lake Sakakawea for fishing, and pristine grasslands for everything in between. We're wide open spaces and an invitation to explore. We're the majestic badlands of Theodore Roosevelt National Park and the beginning of the rugged 100-mile Mataje Trail. We're hiking, biking, horseback riding, and camping underneath the stars. We're Watford City, and we're time out for family fun. We're rib fest and street dances, high school football games, and rodeos at the county fair. We're Watford City, a hometown and a destination. We're the West at its best, because some things never change. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com. That's voicesofwatford.com.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
It takes hard work and support to get a farm standing on its own 2 feet, just like it takes a solid frame to make a building last for years. Ensure the structures on your farm are solid with Prairie Post Frame. They use the heaviest metal, the strongest posts, and superior craftsmanship to give you the best return on your investment. In farm business, you need to make smart decisions. So make the profitable choice with Prairie Post Frame, leading the industry in quality post frame construction. Visit prairiepostframe.ca.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
On your mind. I'm at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. We'll tell you about some of the things happening here coming up next hour. And also Jeff Missling of the North Dakota Farm Bureau later on this hour. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. Travis is gone. He didn't have anything else to add. Okay. That's all right. Hopefully Travis will call tomorrow. You know, for folks who are not fond of Congressman Cramer or decisions, or you know, it's sort of the Boehner haters. And you know what? I don't say that in a mocking way. I'm not saying, you know, I understand there are a certain group of people who just hate John Boehner and always will be. That's fine. I mean, my gosh, this is America, right? But I think you are better served by just calling and challenging on specific issues one by one. And, you know, every week for a full hour, you got a great opportunity to do that. So have at it. But I always welcome input on how I could do what I do better. I'm far from perfect. So don't be afraid to call in and suggest things a little bit differently. Or how I could do things a little bit differently, rather. John in Grand Forks, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
You know, all due respect to Travis, but I think he proved your point about starting the show about people and coaching want to get rid of them if things don't go 100% right. So,
well, I didn't think of that. You're saying the argument on Boehner or Cramer would be the same one in a sports sense against Hackstall?
Yeah, and you kind of proved your point there that, you know, what have you done for me lately, and let's get rid of you.
I'm not saying this jokingly. I'm serious about this. I don't know that I've ever talked about it on the air before, but I think it's nothing short of flat-out ridiculous that people would suggest somebody with the resume and the factual performance of Dave Hackstall, you know, should be fired. You know, and again, this is not a big movement. This is sort of a fringe thing.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, if you go to coffee shops or, you know, watering holes or pubs in Grand Forks, there are a lot of whispers about Dave Hackstall. Oh, you know, you know, I don't know. I never won the big one. And I'm like, people, you got to be kidding me. You are spoiled. You're spoiled rotten. And that does tick me off.
Yeah. Well, if I recall, am I correct on this? When the Bayes in football finally, their winning streak came to an end, wasn't there some rumbling about the new coach from some people?
Sure. Some grumbles. A lot of that went away when they went back down to Frisco and got number four. But that's why I was saying, you know,
anyway.
Yeah. What have you done for me lately? Thank God.
Yep. Okay. Bye-bye.
Hadn't thought of that, though. Thank you. Thank you for the call, John. Appreciate it. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com with your calls, questions, and comments today. What has you ticked? What has you tickled on a Tuesday?
That kind of dovetails into what I was going to ask you. If he wins the Stanley Cup, if Hackstall wins the Stanley Cup, then is he still a bad coach for UND because he didn't win it at UND?
Yeah,
or is all forgiven at that point?
I think they're on to the next victim now. It's Brad Berry's hot seat, right? You're saying would they have a little buyer's remorse for all that grumbling?
Right.
Were they to watch him win the Stanley Cup?
He didn't win it all at UND, so he's a bad coach. Okay, what if he wins it all, especially if he wins it all, like, right out of the gate?
Oh, my God.
Which is unrealistic to expect, obviously.
It is. It is.
But let's just say, for the sake of discussion, sometime in the next, I don't know, 4 or 5 years, you know, there's incremental progress leading up to a Stanley Cup victory. He gets the Stanley Cup. Is he still a bad coach? Or did he get to be a better coach when he went to the Flyers then at that point? Or what? Seems to me he's a great coach. It seems to me plenty of teams would have loved to have had him if we wanted to kick him to the curb. He wouldn't have been at the curb very long.
Yeah. True enough. What's on your mind today? Let me know at 800-228-0550. Anything goes. Jim in Fargo, you're next. What's up?
It's me?
It's you, Jim. Yes.
Yeah. See, I had a comment on, you know, that absolute ridiculous question that these reporters are asking the Republican candidates. Knowing what you know today, would you go into Iraq? You know, I think what they should retort and say to the guy is, say, knowing that you asked this absolutely ridiculous, stupid question, knowing what you do today, do you think your college would revoke your diploma and say you're an idiot? I mean, come on.
I love that. I love that. I would pay big money to watch the first presidential candidate put that back on the media in that fashion.
I wish Duke English was there because he'd undress him. He'd go in there and say, you know, he'd say, what the heck kind of a question is that? And it's the dumbest question I think I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, you know.
Saying, well, I got an accident on the way to the grocery store. If I'd known that, I wouldn't have went to the store. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I mean, you could even do it in a little more tactful fashion to just say, look, that's a fool's errand, right? I mean, we could play that about every game that we do. And I was really hoping that Jeb Bush would have done that. It's kind of started now a arms race where everybody's got to be asked this question, right? And they're all trying to answer it now better than he answered it. And his answer was pretty good to a different question. I think he was ready for a different question. He didn't, you know, get the. And Mark Thiessen, I don't know if you know who Mark Thiessen is, but Mark Thiessen was a speechwriter for Bush.
I know who he is. Yeah, I see him on Fox quite a few times.
He's a columnist now for the Washington Post. He has a great column in today's Washington Post. Might have been yesterday's. Read it online. I always forget which day it's published, but. And the headline is, forget 2003. Jeb Bush should focus on today's Iraq. His whole point of the article is, you know, we've already done, a ISIS defeat-like effort, right? We did it in Iraq in 2003. That's what the surge was about, okay? You know, this nuisance popped up, and we whacked them, okay? We did it with the surge.
Yep.
So why are we talking about doing that right now and how the best way to take out ISIS is his point. And it's a good one, I think, don't you?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, with this following as president, I mean, we're not going to do anything that's going to be right. But I mean, it's just so obvious the reporters are circling the wagons to protect this clown. I'm going, come on. I mean, it's the dumbest question. I think it's the dumbest question I've ever heard a reporter ask. I mean, it's ridiculous.
And you're right. There is a better way to answer it, and it would be, you know what, that's history.
Yeah.
And it doesn't really matter. Let's talk about today. Let's talk about now.
I'd use a little humor, though. That'd be a great laugh. I'd say, well, I think they probably want to revoke your diploma. You're an idiot. Not quite say an idiot, but, you know, say, well, with that type of question, you obviously don't have much of a schooling in journalism. All right.
I like the suggestion very much, Jim, and we'll wait for the first reporter to... be tough enough to ask it. But most of them are too busy reporting on President Obama joining Twitter. Do you know how many followers he has as of right now? Oh, you're out of the loop. Come on. I am so fed up on that. Somebody please explain to me how that is, there's any news value in that. And meanwhile, we do have the threat we have from ISIS. Maybe the president should stop tweeting.
I'm going to start counting your Twitter followers, and we'll keep a count on that.
Go to Gene in Valley City when we come back. We're going to talk with Jeff Missling from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. All coming up, so don't touch that dial.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
It's hard to get a meal for $4 these days unless you stop at a PetroServe USA location and get that 4-for-4 deal. Hot stuff, personal pan, pizza, 20-ounce drink, and your choice of 2 cookies, all that for $4 all day, every day at a PetroServe USA location. Helping America feel better, too, because you have choice at the pump when you fuel up at a PetroServe USA location under that red, white, and blue banner. That's right. Everything from E15 to E85 and E10, and they've got it all. Your choice. Helping North Dakota fuel better by connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's corn fields. And there's a PetroServe USA location near you. When you stop, grab and go some great specials like Mike and Ike and Hot Tamales for 99 cents or Jack Link 2-ounce beef sticks, 2-for-5. Load up on Nestle Pure Life Water 20 packs for only $3.99. Gardetto's $1.29 a bag. Pop Tarts, 2-for-$1. Or those great Deli Express sandwiches are only $1.99 too. At a PetroServe USA location near you, PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jay Sean. Going once. Twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no.
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What's on your mind on the road this week? We're at actually Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota, Chase on the Lake today. This is one of Minnesota's premier resorts. It is the closest full-service resort in Minnesota to a state park, Itasca State Park, right here. I mean, the trails are right out the door. The lake is right there. It's lakeside dining at the 502. The place is fabulous. Been coming here for years. Absolutely love it. On the historic register, it is just fabulous. I'll tell you more about some of the things going on here. All the activities coming up next hour, so stay tuned for that on the program. We're live tomorrow with the folks from Cloverdale, and we'll have some fun there. They had me at bacon. I'm sorry, but and then Thursday we'll be in Devil's Lake for another What's in Your Town tour, brought to you by our friends at Cloverdale RV Communications. Marvin Windows, Grafton, and a great place to stay if you're in Newtown or Watford City. Little Missouri Inn and Suites, and also the Teddy's Residential Suites. Great spots. I mean, you'll think you're in New York City or Twin Cities or some of the finest hotels. Literally among the nicest hotel facilities in the great state of North Dakota. So check those out, and they get us all across the state with the What's in Your Town tour. All right, we're going to check in with Jeff Missling. I got my calculator out, and I am just baffled at how much money folks could save that they do not take advantage of. And I really want them to, not only if you are a Farm Bureau member, to know about the membership benefits, but if you're not, well, you should be. And we'll do that in just a moment. But Gene in Valley City wanted to weigh in here. Talk about a topic that's in the news. Hey, Gene, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Scott. Scott, this morning I just filled out a questionnaire from David Horowitz. I don't know if you're familiar with him or not.
I am.
First question was, do you think that the Republicans have done enough to stop Obama? Okay, I had to check no. Now, this morning on Bill Bennett's program, he had a guest on, and they were, excuse me, they were talking about the free trade, the free trade agreement that they're doing now in the House and the Senate, and fast track. Okay, from what I've been hearing or gathering here, that the Republicans are for this. They're for fast track, and they're for this trade promotion thing. The guest on Bill Bennett's program was irate about what a horrendous trade thing this is. And he ended up saying, we don't know what's in it. We have to pass this thing to see what's in it. Your comment, Scott.
Yeah, I know. My understanding, and we've talked about this with Congressman Kramer before, is there are enough protections against what Obama would do that you and I wouldn't like that has Congress comfortable. Okay, and trade in general, I'm a big believer in it. I just think that you know, I believe enough in our producers, I believe enough in our manufacturers and what's made here, that if we're given a level playing field, we're always going to win. So I like the idea. Do I like the fact that Barack Obama negotiates anything? No, I don't want him negotiating how many pens to buy for the United States government, let alone who we trade with, because the guy's proven himself to be an abysmal failure. On the other hand, you know, you can't just shut the government down and shut down trade opportunities while he's there. So my from people I trust, they say, hey, there's enough to prevent him doing anything stupid in here, but it's probably going to be one of those hold your nose deals, and hope the heck we take the White House back. Would be my take, since you asked.
Doesn't sound good enough to me. In this agreement, Scott, is the provision to strip cool out country of origin labeling. I'm not happy about that. You know, you and I have talked about country of origin labeling before, and we're not together on that at all either.
Well, I tell you what, we have Congressman Kramer tomorrow, so we can tackle where we're at with Fast Track, and I'll specifically make a note to ask him about the provision, for instance, on the cool in the trade legislation, and what, you know, in other words, somebody can want that, doesn't mean it's going to happen or going to be there, and again, it has to be approved in the end, so. I don't know if we're far enough along to say that yet, but I'll ask. Make it a note right now. Travis earlier wanted to have me ask him about why nothing's been done on immigration and Obamacare, and we'll ask about Fast Track and country of origin laboring. Please appreciate the call, though, Gene. Thank you very much. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com to weigh in. All right, let's check in with Jeff Missling. Who is a member of the leadership of the North Dakota Farm Bureau, our sponsor every Tuesday on the What's on Your Mind, and talk a little bit about something we don't talk enough about, because saving money is important, right? And making your dollar go a little further is important. It's sort of one of the things we sort of just take for granted, but I mentioned it from time to time that if you go to ndfb.org and you click under membership, you're going to find all kinds of ways to save money. And Jeff is on the program today to talk about some deals that are on, specific deals, right now through the end of next month, where you can save even more than you can year in and year out. Jeff, welcome back. How are you?
Thanks, Scott. Good to talk to you this morning. Doing well.
You as well. Now, this is a good time with these special deals, just to remind folks what that membership costs. What is the membership in the North Dakota Farm Bureau cost?
$50 a year, Scott. Just $50 a year. And for that, we have members saving not only hundreds, but even thousands of dollars a year. In a variety of discounts. We've really worked hard over the years to add some things to the mix and to weed out the discounts that weren't really working or offering value. So we could not be more proud to talk about some of the things we put together. The beauty of being a 6 million member organization across the country, Scott, is that you can leverage those members and get better exclusive deals for those members. And so it's really paid off at the national level to have as many members as we do.
And we forget that sometimes, but, I mean, the network that the North Dakota Farm Bureau is part of is a juggernaut. I mean, there's no debate about who's bigger, who's, you know, more effective or anything else. It's a slam dunk, 100%, no doubt about it. The Farm Bureau, you know, network, Farm Bureau family nationwide is just phenomenal. And obviously, if you add up every one of those $50 family memberships, the amount of people that represents is huge as well, which is I think speaks volumes about the way people think and the way people you know, go about their daily lives in the great state of North Dakota. It's a neat deal, but with that, you know, with that size comes really a great opportunity to pass on some incredible savings for your members. So tell me about some of the deals that are time sensitive here.
Yes, sir. We have with Polaris, we have a great relationship. They offer discounts to our members on ATVs, UTVs, electric cars, and so on. There's a summer deal coming up with Polaris, so they've got a bunch of rebates out right now. And what we can do with our discount is stack it on top of those rebates, so our members can save an additional $200 or $300 off their ATV or UTV purchases through the end of June. And I believe we have something like 11 Polaris dealerships in North Dakota. They're all pretty geographically spaced throughout the state, and so it gives an opportunity to our members to go into those dealerships, take advantage of those rebates now through June 30th, but also stack our discount on top of it.
Yeah, so they're think about that, and that's where you know those stackable ones. You've told me about deals before where people have gone to buy you know a number of vehicles for a fleet or a business, and you know dealers from time to time have different incentives. So you take the Farm Bureau discount, put it on top of those deals that are already there, and you paid for that membership about 20 times over in no time, right?
Absolutely. We've got a similar relationship with General Motors, and the GM discount is a $500 rebate. And just you talk about stackability, Scott, I believe last spring, we changed our discount, a rebate, and added it on top of the other existing rebate programs with GM. And they were excited to do that because we make a big difference nationally with our membership base out there and buying a lot of, especially in farming and ranching, a lot of pickups. So they were pumped up to add it on top of their GM loyalty program rebate and any other rebates that they had out there. So our members, even though they're already GM, they have their GM loyalty rebate, they can stack our $500 GM rebate on top of that. And it's really starting to pay off. I think last year in 2014, we closed out the year with 845 vehicles sold just to our members in the state of North Dakota, where they all got that $500 rebate, and that means about $422,000 back into the pockets of our members here in North Dakota. So we're happy to play that role, happy to work with GM at a national level and to get money back to our members, and that's one of the beautiful benefits of being a Farm Bureau member.
That is great. So the Polaris deal is time-sensitive, right? That is good through the end of June, am I right?
That is correct. That's till June 30th, along with a similar situation with Granger. That runs through the end of June also. They've got some additional benefits on Miller welding equipment. And if I had a nickel for every Miller welder I'd seen out on a farm or ranch, I'd be a rich man. So our members could take advantage of that Miller welding equipment deal, some Echo outdoor powered equipment specials, and Granger has been a longtime partner of ours, and our members have also saved a pile of money over the years off the purchase of any. Granger has such a thick catalog. They sell any number of different products, thousands of different things. So a nice opportunity through the end of June there as well.
And you just go through this list, and you just see places you spend money over and over and over again. I mean, cell phones and Office Depot and go right down the list. Open Road Honda, I know, has a nice deal, too, where you can get some generators. I think it's up to $200, or is it $500? I forget the number, but I think it's $50 to $200, depending on the size generator you buy.
Exactly. Very proud to work with Open Road Honda out of Mandan. They do a great job on customer service. They sell a lot of equipment to our members across the state, and they came forward and wanted to work with us, and we were glad to work with such a reputable vendor. And they offer on generators, they're focusing it on their Honda generator line, really quality generators. And our members are saving between $50 and $200 off of those generators. So we're very glad to have that partnership as well.
That's a great deal. Makes sense just to be a member to take advantage of the savings for any of these things you buy. I mean, obviously, if you're a NODAC Mutual Insurance member, you have the membership, and some folks just think, okay, I need that for the insurance, and don't realize all these other savings. But even if you're, just saying, hey, I want to be a Farm Bureau member, just take advantage of all these other savings, not to mention all the good work you do on so much policy issues to keep people informed as well. Anything else you want to tell folks today, Jeff?
You know, Scott, I would add that we've been offering some trips to our members over the last few years, and we were lucky enough to have you tag along on a trip last December to New York City. I believe you took 28 folks out there with you, and we're doing something similar this year in December. We're going to head down to New Orleans with a group, so I think it's going to lead December 1st, a five-day trip, kind of a pre-Christmas trip, and our members, some of our members like to go on kind of a pre-Christmas trip, do a little shopping. And
They are fun. Hang on a sec, Jeff. We'll finish on the other side of the break here. One sec.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercourt Building Systems. Jesse Everett, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks, and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercourt building?
All North American-made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercourtbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
Our Best Places to Work tour has taken us to Braun Intertech, and I want to tell you more about the great career opportunities that are awaiting you right now. If you're a geotechnical engineer with experience, listen up. If you're a construction materials testing technician in North Dakota, listen up. To find out about some great opportunities, go to BraunIntertech.com right now. Braun Intertech, the science you build on. These folks have been serving North Dakota with an array of geotechnical engineering, environmental consulting, and construction materials testing services for over 30 years. They're a company of over 800 employee owners, and they're growing fast in North Dakota. A scientific company in the work they do, and they are hiring right now at Braun Intertech. So again, geotechnical engineers, construction materials testing technicians, if you have experience, they need you now. That's in Bismarck, Williston, all points in between, Fargo, take your pick of where you'd like to live, and there's locations all throughout North Dakota. BraunIntertech.com. Click on careers to find out more about these great opportunities. BraunIntertech.com, one of our best places to work.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Before the top of the hour, back on What's On Your Mind, Leech Lake, a lot of walleyes out there, Walker, Minnesota, Chase on the Lake, more on that next hour on the program, stay tuned for that. Hey, have you noticed how many Polar tank trailers are on the road? They are everywhere. That's because my friends at Polar Tank Trailers are America's number one tank trailer manufacturer. They're also the leader for service with over 30 Polar service centers in the U.S., Kildare, North Dakota, Billings, Montana, and soon Williston as well in our neighborhood. Now, Polar Service Centers have the R-Stamp certification from the National Board of Boiler and Pressure Vessel Inspectors and a commitment to safety unmatched in the industry. Inspections to racks, lining repairs to full lining replacement, and everything in between, they are much more than a trailer shop. Polar Service Center does truck hydraulics, including wet kits, pumps, and blowers. They fix all makes and models, too, by the way. And they have a tank wash facility on site. If you tell them Scott sent you, you get $100 off your first wash. And if you're pumping water, they have an incredible deal on Challenger pumps. so good. I can't tell you the price on the radio, but it's a deal you'll not get anywhere else while they last. And it only is through the next month. So Polar Service Center, Highway 22 North, top of the hill in Kildare, or on the north side of I-90 in Billings, exit 452 or 455. Tell them Scott sent you. All right, more with Jeff Missling. We're going to talk about some travel. New Orleans in December. That sounds like fun. Another one of the membership benefits with the North Dakota Farm Bureau. But first, we have to talk with another farmer. We get to find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers every Tuesday on the program, courtesy of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Hannah, a college senior, discusses her plans to serve agriculture with her college degree. Hannah, tell me.
I chose to go into agriculture because all of my families have grown up on farms and ranches, and it's somewhat in my blood. But on a more economic level, I chose to go into agriculture because there are so many opportunities in the agriculture department. I originally got interested in agriculture business because North Dakota leads the nation in many agricultural commodities, and it would be smart to know how to deal with agriculture business over just business. There's so much more to agriculture than just going to work, and it's really a community of people, and it's the community of people that really drew me to agriculture business.
Hannah's enthusiasm makes me want to go back to school to follow her lead there on using her college degree to serve agriculture. Pretty cool, Hannah. Thank you. Find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers at ndfb.org. When you're there checking all those membership benefits, scroll down a bit, and you'll find some more just like Hannah. NDFB.org, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, bringing ag home. We're chatting with Jeff Missling today on the program from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. We've been talking about membership benefits. So before the break, you were talking about this trip come December, and you're right. I've been on one of these trips. I was on a Farm Bureau trip to New York City last December. And what I love about it is it literally is, you know the price. And in our case, I think there were two dinners and breakfast every day included, but it was everything, right? I mean, so you know it's one price, and they take care of everything. I mean, literally meet you at the airport, I'll grab your luggage, get you on the bus, get to the hotel. Your hotel's taking care of you to fast track your way into the hotel. It just is a hassle-free way to travel, so that's pretty darn cool. And tell us again what you're doing in December this year.
Yes, Scott. Heading down to New Orleans this year, and we kind of offered this domestic trip, pre-Christmas trip for people. It's a nice Christmas present for some of our couples. They've really appreciated that, and you are correct, Scott. It's kind of a one-price situation. Includes round-trip airfare, a lot of the meals, a tour guide, and then a lot of different highlights. This New Orleans trip, it's kind of the French market, a city tour, a plantation tour, and the New Orleans School of Cooking. So it's kind of a nice mix of things, a really nice opportunity for people pre-Christmas, maybe get away, do a little bit of shopping, and then come back home and celebrate the holidays. So.
And I see on the website Prague and where else? Budapest, for crying out loud, in October. How about that? A little river cruise, it looks like, in Europe.
That does look like a fun one this fall. And something different. We try to mix it up a little bit. And I think we've been to Cuba, Ireland, Italy. And our members have loved every trip. In fact, the Ireland trip, I think they're still talking about that one. Our people really had a blast. And the whole idea is to open up the door for our members, make it easier for them to go see the sites, and then save them some money at the same time. We go through a really reputable entity out of the Twin Cities here, and they work in our state quite a lot. So it's been a really good opportunity for our members.
All right, so just browse a little bit. Do a little window shopping by going to ndfb.org. Under the membership benefits, you'll find all kinds of things. Under the events link is where you'll find the trips, too. So great website. Less than a minute left, Jeff, but what with this torrential rainfall we've had here of late, after some early planning, looked like things were going to get off a great start. What are you hearing about how growers are faring so far?
Yeah, man, a week can make a difference, can it? And we thought we had a pretty dry spring. We did have a pretty dry spring, and everybody was out seeding. Things looked like they were going to be, pretty safe to get our seeding done. And then along came the rain here, and it has been persistent. And good to see the sun shining this morning. Now we just need to dry things out, finish up our seeding. And at least now we've replaced some subsoil moisture, and we have ample moisture around the country right now, and a lot of grass growing for our cattle producers too. So,
never a dull moment for those farmers and ranchers, is there?
Oh man, it's so unpredictable. You think we're going to head down one path, and 10 days later, here we are in an entirely different scenario. And that's farming and ranching. It's a wonderful industry to be a part of. And glad to be a part of it in North Dakota, the best state in the nation to be in farming and ranching, if you ask me.
Amen. Thanks, Jeff. Good to catch up with you. Take care.
You too, Scott. Thank you.
The new coach of the UND hockey team, Brad Berry, will join us next hour. And more of your calls on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
I want to tell you about our product that you can use for 60 days, and if you don't like it, send it back, no obligation whatsoever. It comes with a 10-year warranty. I'm talking about MyPillow. It has helped a whole lot of folks who suffer from all kinds of ailments. Find out more about that at MyPillow.com. It's helped me just simply get a better night's sleep. And you know what? The best night's sleep in the whole world is something you can't put a price tag on. It's incredible because sleep is the most important thing to your health, and MyPillow is the most important thing for your sleep. I know. Patented interlocking fill, so it adjusts to any sleep position. It stays cool. There's no tossing and turning. Non-allergenic. And again, a 10-year warranty with a 60-night money-back guarantee. Right now, 2-for-1, 50% savings to celebrate the National Sleep Foundation designation as MyPillow being the official pillow. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028 right now. 800-506-9028. MyPillow. Guaranteed.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.